Walmart having started in Arkansas, diffusing outwards. It's interesting that New Hampshire, a very independent purple state, shows up there as well. What I was trying to show here is the blue states, the Democratic states, are generally associated with cosmopolitanism. I can't find any map that shows that. I don't know. How would you measure that? How would you map it? I spent a long time trying to find maps. This was the best I could do. Not very good. What about education? Well, this shows, again, at the national level, it looks like education is very clearly correlated with Democratic voting. So this is the percent of the vote for Kerry in 2004. Those who did not graduate from college had some college or less, 47% voting for Kerry. College degree or more, evenly split, and postgraduate degree, 55% voting for Kerry. This sort of thing makes it seem like it's pretty clear. You know, a substantial number of postgraduates, people with postgraduate degrees voting for Bush, yes, but we still see this tendency. Other ways of looking at it show us the same sort of thing. What I've done here is taken the most educated states as measured in percent of people who have a bachelor's degree or higher. So starting with Massachusetts with 37% of the population. These would be the highest states over here, from the highest, from the top down through the top six. And West Virginia, this would be the lowest, 15%, with the bottom six states over here. So we can see then the percent voting for Bush. Low except Colorado, another purple state. State right now trending in the Democratic direction, but which voted pretty clearly for Bush 4 years ago. New Hampshire, right in the middle as far as voting goes. But Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, very clearly voting for John Kerry. On the other side, it's even the pattern is more definite. All of the states with low levels of education, as measured in this way, voted pretty heavily for George Bush. Many of them, 60% are over. So you can see Alabama, that was one of the strongest Republican voting states that we had. What's interesting is if we measure it in different ways, we find different patterns.